This is US 99. Hi, Craig Morgan.
Hi, Drew.
Brother, it has been a long time since I've had the honor of talking to you.
Well, it's been a while.
It has been a while. I'm used to seeing you somewhere with camouflage and guns and fish, and then when you come back to Chicago, you bring the guitar, and everybody comes out for the party.
Well, it still happens.
It does,
and,
right?
And we're back at it. We're back, you know, we're touring, doing a lot of work on the road still, but now we have this other thing thrown in there also.
That's right. And I heard you're working on new music as well.
Oh, dude, I'm so excited. I can't wait for y'all to hear this stuff. I'm making, I think I made memorable music, similar to the kind of stuff in New Era, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, years later, but I think the songs that I've recorded will have the impact that, that's what I love about Sunday and Redneck Yacht Club, International Harvester, and Love Remembers. I think it'll have the same impact those songs did.
And when you're writing these new songs, are you thinking in your head, okay, the notes that I had to hit in Bonfire, I'm going to write these same words because I'm still going to hit all these notes because that's how fun it is.
No. When I wrote them, going, oh, my God, I got to do that every night.
Right? Because I'm sure as an artist, you say, okay, at the Bonfire, you're like, all right, I got to sing this every night.
Yep, that's exactly what you do after the fact. You know, once you're writing it, you know, you're just so into the, the creative process, you don't think about it. And I do have some new songs that have those kind of things in them.
I love it.
Big notes in some of these new songs.
Well, there aren't words for the experience that you and your family have gone through other than just to say that we're thinking about you and your fans are thinking about you and they just want to know how you're doing now.
We're doing okay. And I will tell you, that's probably the most appropriate way to say it, the way you just said it. And I love you and thank you for that. It's tough. It's an everyday occasion, you know. I had a friend tell me who lost a child the day after we had lost Gary. He told me that in the beginning, it's minute by minute, and then it's you have to tell yourself to breathe, and it's so true.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says it's hour by hour, week by week, day by day, year by year. And we're there. That's where we're at. We're in that, and it's literally day by day. You just get through it. But we have a lot of faith,
mm-hmm.
and we believe that through our faith and with our friends and family, you can get through these things.
And out of this is coming something that you are really passionate about because it's your family unit as a whole. Tell us about Morgan Family Strong.
Yeah, TV show. It's a docuseries that documents my family doing this family business that was mine and my daughter's brainchild, I think, more than anything. Ironically enough, my wife tends to do most of the work,
uh-huh.
even though she was completely...
You're like, baby, I got this idea. I promise I'm going to do everything. And then 6 months later, it's like, Craig, you're not doing a thing.
You don't have to do nothing. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I get that pretty regular. But she does do it because she's family. And she loves her family more than anything in the world. So,
mm-hmm.
That's what it is. They document how we do all these things in light of who we are. And our objective is to inspire people through this show.
Is this right? It's farm to business, right? Is it food? Is it?
Well, it kind of started because of honey.
Okay.
I have bees on my farm, and we sell the honey. We were selling it at local places there in town, and we decided to sell it ourselves. I make wood products, everything from wooden spoons, bowls, centerpieces, you name it. I make those kind of things. It's all made from repurposed and reclaimed materials. I do it all by hand, which at first it wasn't that big a deal, and it, you know, but now... we're starting to get a lot of orders for a lot of wooden spoons. And
you wake up and you say, honey, I have to make 1,000 spoons today.
Man, I hope it gets to that. I mean, if it gets to that, I may quit singing.
How many bees do you have? Because I feel like beekeeping is coming more and more to the forefront of the conversation of how we sustain ourselves.
I have 14 hives on my farm.
Oh my goodness.
In Tennessee.
Are we going to see some of that with the TV show? Are we going to see you with the netting and the beekeeping and everything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're all about it. I mean, we do it. My daughter and I go out there. When Jerry was here, he would go out with me.
Uh-huh.
It's funny because I'm the bee guy.
Yeah.
And I have the net and the head. I got the gloves. I got the whole thing on, the whole suit. And my son Jerry would walk out there like the bee freaking whisperer. No mask, no nothing.
Yeah.
Just pulling stuff up, bees all around. And he was that guy. It was unbelievable.
See, and that's the thing. I mean, you are a Marine. You are a country star. You've been a TV star for a long time. Does anything make you nervous? I mean, bees, really?
No, the bees ain't so bad. And after you get stung a few times, it ain't really, believe it or not, after a while, it's not terrible. I actually got to where I would I reluctantly I put one on my hand and let it sting me. Uh-huh. The problem is when a honeybee stings you, its life is over. That's it.
Yeah,
it may live another hour. So they don't want to sting you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't like mice. If you want the truth,
yeah.
I just really don't
See?
Like mice.
We learned something new about Craig Morgan today, and I think one of our hashtags is going to be like, if the bees sting you, after all, it's hashtag not terrible.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
well,
it really ain't.
It's true. The Gallery at Morgan Farms is the business you're putting together. Morgan Family Strong is the new TV show on Up TV, premiering soon. We're going to get to see you vacationing and living with the family and on the road and doing new music. And we love you in Chicago, Craig.
Thank you, buddy. I love you guys. Appreciate you.
We hope to see you back with US 99 real soon, all right?
All right, buddy. I sure appreciate you.
Take care, Craig.
Thanks, guys.
That's our friend Craig Morgan with US 99.